It's Tuesday, April 4th.
Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News. Here's Jay Moran.
The operations of New York State government will continue and will be funded despite the failure of lawmakers and Governor Kathy Hochul to reach a budget agreement by Saturday's deadline. Legislators passed a budget extender Monday that will pay government entities through April 10th. Governor Hochul's call for a rollback of the state's bail reform laws continues to be among the obstacles to a spending agreement. The Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority wants the state Supreme Court in Erie County to settle a dispute with its Amalgamated Transit Union Local 1342 regarding pay for NFT employees during the Christmas week blizzard rather than go through an arbitration process. Bus and rail service was shut down due to the storm from December 23rd through the 26th. WIVB reports that the union has filed a grievance on behalf of all union workers who worked during the storm to be paid time and a half for every half hour or for every hour work plus 8 hours for their shift. The transit authority says that giving employees further bonus pay would be an illegal use of public funds. And Colvin Cleaners is returning to its annual Gowns for Proms program after a 4-year hiatus due to the COVID pandemic. 15th annual Gowns for Proms will take place on stage at Shea's Performing Arts Center April 11th, 12th, and 13th. Colvin Cleaners collects, cleans, and sorts donated gowns, purses, and shoes that are donated at sites. The first licenses for state-regulated adult-use marijuana dispensaries in Buffalo have been approved. The New York State Cannabis Control Board approved 99 more conditional adult-use retail dispensary licenses on Monday when it met for the first time since a court ruling lifted an injunction that was blocking the approvals. Four of the new licenses are in Western New York, three in the Buffalo area, with one more in Rochester. License applications will continue to be sent to the board for consideration on a rolling basis. New shows and some familiar favorites will be part of the 2023-2024 Broadway series at Shea's Performing Arts Center. The season starts September 24th with Mrs. Doubtfire, a musical remake of the popular movie. It'll be the first tour stop for the show. Broadway sensations Moulin Rouge, Funny Girl, Les Miserables, and Mamma Mia are among the schedule's highlights. A show featuring the music of Bob Dylan, Girl from the North Country, will be making its first stop in Buffalo, as will MJ, the musical, which is centered on Michael Jackson's 1992 Dangerous Tour. And Jamestown Mayor Eddie Sundquist has returned from a trip to Washington, where he met with federal officials and expressed his concerns over priorities for his city. The mayor emphasized his support for the bipartisan Railway Safety Act to address the more than 1,000 train derailments that happen in the United States each year. He also indicated his support for the pending Farm Bill in Congress. The state budget will be at least 10 days late now that Governor Kathy Hochul and the state legislature have missed the April 1st deadline and agreed to a spending extender that will keep New York State government running until the day after Easter. WBFO Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
In a statement, Hochul said that while she and the legislature have been negotiating in good faith, they still have not agreed on some top items on her agenda. They include Hochul's proposals to further revise the state's 2019 bail reform laws and to enact a plan to address the affordable housing crisis by building 800,000 new dwelling units over the next few years. The governor says that passing a bill to keep the state running until after the Passover and Easter holidays will give them more time to try to reach a deal. Lawmakers lost no time in passing the measures and exiting the Capitol for another week.
Then I now move that the Assembly stand adjourned. We will reconvene at the call of the Speaker.
The Assembly stands adjourned.
Hochul, speaking on the last day of the fiscal year on March 31st, said she's not giving up on seeking changes to the bail laws that would eliminate the requirement that judges must use the least restrictive means when deciding whether to hold someone accused of a crime before they go on trial.
I'm looking forward to restore people's confidence in our system, part that has to do with fixing some of the bail laws that I believe don't give the judges the clarity that they need to have. There is an inconsistency in our law right now. That's what I'm striving to fix with respect to the least restrictive means in particular.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says the issue has dominated budget talks.
It's bail bail, and then we'll figure everything else out.
But so far, Assembly and Senate Democrats have not agreed to Hochul's proposal. The speaker says lawmakers also have not yet settled on how much money is available to spend on all other programs and whether new taxes on the wealthy would be needed to finance them. State Controller Tom DiNapoli had warned that if an extender was not in place by the end of the business day Monday, there might be a delay in paying about 57,000 state workers. Senators and assembly members are due to be paid next on April 12th, but if the budget is not in place by then, under law, their pay will be withheld until the spending plan is approved. Speaker Hastie says a pay delay will not influence lawmakers to decide any sooner if they don't believe the spending plan is right for their constituents.
Not getting paid is not going to be a driving factor to have members accept a deal that they don't like.
Republicans, who are in the minority party in both houses, blame the Democratic governor and legislature for failing to meet the deadline. Senate GOP leader Robert Orr.
Do I want to come back next week? No. Will I? Obviously. You know, we'll come back when as we need to. And if we got to sit here through all next week, that's what we got to do because the public deserves a budget.
Ort says he expects that when lawmakers return next Monday, after the current extender runs out, they'll have to pass another one to keep the state going. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.